six contenders perched on bar chairs and answered questions in the Sky Hotel. Most were about affordable housing and how to better develop job opportunities in the community. Candidate Andy Israel said it would be hard to expand the range of professional jobs in Aspen since it's a resort.
It's a great place if you want to be a boot fitter or a ski tech or a ski pro or a bartender. But it's not a great place for most career opportunities because it's small.
Candidate Keith Good said making it in Aspen depends on what's most important to someone.
If it's about the money, then you can find your jobs. If it's about fulfillment in your career, just like anything else, it takes effort.
Like finding a way to start your own business. Good pointed out that tending bar is more lucrative for him than starting his own business in years past. The Next Generation Advisory Commission hosted the event, along with the Aspen Young Professionals Association. Both aim to improve work and living opportunities in Aspen for people under 40 years old. Afterwards, Samuel Eugene Gimas was impressed by all of the candidates.
My decision is going to be difficult. I thought I had two that I knew. But now I've got about four or five of them that I really want to vote for.
So far, Good is his number one choice. Seven candidates are vying for two seats open in the spring election. Contender Tom McCabe was not present. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.